Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results that you want. It's me, it's Nick. Welcome back. Today, we're going to dive into something that I am very passionate about, which is the difference in what your training should look like between strength training, meaning if you want to get stronger, if that's all you give a crap about is pushing the most amount of weight in the gym, versus if you want to have an aesthetic appeal, if you want to look like you got that beach bod. That's kind of more of what I've chased in my life, and I'm happy about it. But before we get into that, I want to give a couple shout outs to some members in our gym that are just doing cool shit. First off, congratulations to Erica K. She recently crossed 770 classes at Strength Academy. And I just want to put this in context for you guys. We have not been open 3 years yet. I just had Stetler look up how many days it has been since the day we opened, and it was 1,012, correct? 1,012 days that we have even been open as a business. She has trained 770 of them. Guys, there are days where we don't have classes. Like, that's a 76% of the days that we've been open as a business, Erica has been here to do a class. That is absolutely insane dedication. Her body has changed drastically from it, and she's just a badass human. Anybody who is that committed to their fitness, you will find out they are the nicest people in the world. It is kind of crazy. So congratulations, Erica K, on that milestone. I also want to give a quick shout out to two of our members that are best buddies, Emma N and Chelsea S. They are best friends. They got pregnant at the same time, and then they trained together through their entire pregnancies. And just recently, I think only 2 days apart, they popped out beautiful baby boys. And so congratulations to them on their first children and being nice and healthy and happy and strong. And we know that because they trained strength training through the entirety of their pregnancy, their recovery after the birth is going to be much easier, and they're going to come back bigger and stronger than ever. So congrats to you guys. We love seeing just new Strength Academy members come in because we know that those kids are going to be the future of River Falls sports. I'll be excited to watch them dominate. Anyways, getting into what our actual topic is for today. Everybody trains for a different reason. And all are valid reasons, honestly. Like, if you're moving your body for whatever reason, I don't care what it is, that's a valid reason to me. And watching the human body transform in looks or abilities is a fascinating process. But it's important that you're always specific about what your goals are if you actually want to achieve them. That is probably the plight of the kind of general exerciser that's out there, is that they haven't specified exactly what they're trying to get out of their training. And so then their exercises and their training is not specific enough to elicit good results. I would say that most people come into our gym or start weight training for one of two reasons. Either they tell me that they want to be stronger and more capable in life. Some people are fighting against aging, and they know that they need to get stronger because as we age, it's just a battle against muscle degradation. So they want to be more capable for their grandkids or just for life in general. Maybe some people feel like they've lost some of the strength and athleticism they had when they were in high school, and they're just trying to get that back. Or maybe some people just are psyched about seeing how strong I can be because it's a very powerful feeling to push a lot of weight around. So that I would classify as being stronger or more capable for everyday life. Or they want to look like they lift. This is 100% what got me into things after I was done with my performance-based training in track and in football and all that stuff. Once I got out of that and I didn't have to train for a sport anymore, it was like I looked around. I'm like, well, what do I want? Well, I want to not look skinny as hell anymore. I was a high jumper, guys. When I got out of college, I looked like my lower body was a horse and my upper body was a 12-year-old boy because all I did was leg stuff. I tried never to touch weights because I didn't want to put on too much muscle so I couldn't jump over the damn bar. And I just wanted to look like Captain America. I think I remember one of the first weight training programs I ever ran on myself was I looked up on like muscleandfitness.com or bodybuilding.com, and I found a Captain America shoulder program, and I wanted to look like him. And here I sit many, many years later, having never stopped, and I do feel like I put on appreciable muscle mass. Like, I actually look like I lift, and I'm very happy about that. And some people, that is their goal, is they just want the aesthetic appeal. They want to be able to take their shirt off of the pool and people be like, ooh, damn, you look like you lift. And I think that's totally reasonable. Both of these are reasonable goals, and both of them are achieved through strength training and weight training, but we definitely need to train differently if our goal is for strength than if it is for hypertrophy, which is a fancy word for muscle growth, which is how we get our aesthetic look, right? Let's keep in mind that these things are not one thing or another. When you are doing strength training, you are going to grow some muscle, and when you are doing muscle growth specific training, you are going to get a little bit stronger, but I think it's much better to optimize for one and then the other back and forth, or just optimize for one for a long time and then optimize for the other if you're trying to hit both. But if you just kind of hang out in the middle zone, then you're just going to get nowhere. That's the old Karate Kid thing, right? He says, do karate yes, okay. Do karate no, okay. Do karate so-so, squish, just like grape. Anyways, great movie, 1984. Anyways, so let's define what this means. If I'm training for strength, we are training for a global force output, our ability to produce force, our ability to lift heavy weights. You're training your body's ability to coordinate multiple muscle groups together and joints to lift the most weight possible. And if I'm training for aesthetics, I'm training how large and round the muscles appear to be, how bulbous they are. You notice, like, when I said that, I didn't mention anything about strength, right? Because this is a visual perspective thing. Some people just look like they lift. Some people came out and, like, when they were 13 years old, we all know this kid from high school. Some people never touched a weight and they just look when they're 14 like they lift. That's because this is a visual thing. It's a proportions thing. Some people just have it. Some people really have to work for it. But there are some people who are massively strong and they don't have that aesthetically pleasing look, that kind of beach body look that we all kind of think of. Maybe they look like they're really strong, but they don't necessarily look like they've got well-defined muscles. And there are some people who are totally shredded and they have every single muscle that you can see and they're weak as hell. And so these things, the aesthetic appeal is not necessarily related to strength, even though in your journey to get that aesthetic appeal, you are going to get stronger along the way. The other thing to mention there is if we're talking about that kind of like beach body aesthetic appeal, like you're going to show up on a magazine cover type of look, fat loss is super important, right? Like no matter how much training you do, if you don't have low enough body fat to be able to see some of those specific muscles and see the definition between two muscle groups, you're just never going to have that look. And that's totally okay if that's what you want. But if you want that look, you got to lose some weight too. So let's break it down. Here's how you train for muscle growth. These are the things that you should focus on, and they are different from when you train for strength training. If I'm training for muscle growth, first thing, I need to realize that that it's almost impossible for me to train every single muscle group optimally in a given week without me completely committing my life to the gym. Now, most people who are listening to this podcast, most of the members that we have in our gym are people who have families, they have careers, they're better off training 3 or 4 times a week than training 6, 7 times a week. Each muscle group, when you're trying to go for muscle growth, needs a certain amount of volume each week to continue to grow, which is why bodybuilders will do anywhere from 7 to 10 sessions, and they're on steroids so they recover super quickly. Like all those things play into how much volume they can do so that they can grow all their muscles at the same time. But you're not that person likely, so you're not going to put that much volume in. So what you want to do is you want to pick 2 to 3. 3 is even pushing it, really. When I sit down and I program for the gym, I'm always thinking, what is 1 or 2 things that I really want our group to improve on over the next 4 weeks? So when you sit down and you start thinking about how I want to train for muscle growth, I want you to pick 2 or 3 muscle groups that you really want to improve and train those for 4 weeks. So I might say to myself, man, my shoulders could use some growth. So I'm going to be very shoulder heavy with my workouts for the next 4 weeks. I also want to work on my quads. So I'm going to be very squat heavy and quad heavy for the next 4 weeks. And I might just stop it there. Or I might be able to throw in a third thing if it's a small thing. A smaller muscle group's okay to add. Maybe you're like, I'm going to train my abs, or I'm going to train my calves, or I'm going to train my biceps. Those are examples of smaller muscle groups that you're probably going to be able to throw in there as a third thing. But anything more than that, unless you're committing yourself to 7 to 10 days in the, or 7 to 10 days, geez, it's 10 days in a week, 7 to 10 sessions in a week, you're just likely not going to be able to get the volume to do it. You're going to spread yourself too thin, and you're going to see suboptimal muscle growth over time. So pick which ones you want to grow right now and work on those for a while. And just know that because you're training and you're moving your body generally, you're not going to lose muscle in the other areas that you're not training. You're going to be at a maintenance level of activation for them. And you can always come back around to those later. So pick 2 or 3 things, stick with them for 4 weeks. Second thing, when we're trying to train for aesthetics, we're looking for being able to see, let's take our chest, for example. If you're looking at me right now on the video version, or just imagine this or feel around on yourself, somebody who is very aesthetically pleasing, you can see the difference between their muscle groups, right? So if you look at somebody who maybe is 50 pounds overweight, you're just going to kind of see one big wall of flesh, right? But if you see somebody who's 5% body fat and has been training for years, you're going to see this is their shoulder muscle. This is their chest muscle. Here's their abs. And all those are different pieces. The shoulder looks different than the bicep. But we know somebody who's 50 pounds overweight, the shoulder and the bicep just look like an arm, right? So that's a huge thing there. And so when I'm trying to train these things, I'm trying to improve how profound these muscles look compared to the muscles around them. And in order to do that, I have to pick isolation exercises. I have to isolate these muscles. That's why you see bodybuilders doing things, for example, like lateral raises. All right. So if you're not watching the video, then I'm raising my arm just directly out to my side, doing a lateral raise fly. Very typical exercise. A lot of us have probably done it in the gym. The reason bodybuilders do those way more than strength athletes is because I can press heavy in an overhead press. I can press heavy in a bench press. And I could do that all day for years and years and years. And I may never get that really profound bulbous kind of that ball shape on the shoulder that really defines bodybuilders and people who are very aesthetically pleasing. And the reason being is because we're recruiting other muscles to help. And so if we isolate some of these smaller muscles and give those little muscles a chance to grow instead of being overshadowed by their big brothers, then you can finally get profound shapes to them. And so isolation exercises. If we're training pecs, a pec fly or a pec deck is a more of an isolation exercise. Getting into machines at the gym, doing hamstring curls and quad extensions where we're only training that one muscle, that will give you better definition and more defined muscle groups over time. So you want to... Number one was pick only 2 to 3 things to train if you're trying to actually grow your muscles. Then figure out how to isolate them. It doesn't mean don't do any of the big exercises, but you do want to spend some time isolating them to get some of those smaller muscles to pop. Third thing, and this completely changed muscle growth for me. It changed muscle growth for the people in our gym. As I read a book, it was Mike Isratel's book, The Scientific Principles of Hypertrophy Training. And when I came out of school, I think that when I thought about volume in training and high volume, I just thought high volume means 15 reps, 20 reps. But he challenged me in that book to think about volume in training as number of stimulative sets that you get in a session or number of stimulative sets that you get in over the course of a week. And what that means is if I sit down and I do, like I said, a pec deck, you know, a fly action for my chest, that I'm doing a set and it doesn't matter if I'm doing 8 reps or 15 reps. What matters is did I push close enough to failure on that one set to get enough of a burn, to get enough of a strain and a stretch on the muscle, to challenge that muscle enough that I just sent a signal to the muscle that says, you are not enough, you must grow. And that's one stimulative set. Then I'm going to rest long enough, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try to do that again. And over time, we want to get better at getting amount of stimulative sets. And what this does is it changes your mindset from saying, oh, 15 and 20 reps is what bodybuilders do, and so I'm just going to do 3 sets of 15 or 20. And if you just go in and you don't know any better, you may do that with lighter weights. And 15 to 20, it might hurt a little bit. It might burn a little bit. But maybe you're not pushing it hard enough to really for it to become a stimulative set. And so pushing to failure is super important. And then you want to embrace the fact that if you do want your chest to grow, it might be time to be done with 3 sets of 10 on bench press. Maybe what you want to do is 4 or 5 stimulative sets on a pec deck to actually activate the pec only and to get that more profound, rounded shape to it. So that's for muscle growth. That's my 3 recommendations. You got to choose just 2 to 3 things. You got to figure out how to isolate them. And then you got to train. You, no pain, no gain. That's what you really want to think. You want to make sure that you're training for stimulative sets. Do a lot of sets of pounding on that individual muscle the best you can. When we're training for strength, very different. If I want the biggest bench press I can get, if I want the biggest squat I can get, first thing is I have to train with near maximal loads, all right? Near maximal loads, meaning that I'm just not going to get that much stronger if I'm using 60% of what I can on any individual exercise. The way you get stronger is by using something that really pushes you, really strains you, that is near maximal. And so that is why people who are strength training athletes tend to train in lower rep ranges. Because if you're using the heaviest loads, you might only be able to do 2 reps, 3 reps, 5 reps. Maybe they get up as high as 8 reps, but a lot of powerlifters say 8 reps is cardio. And this is why, because the physiological stimulus that we're trying to put on the body for strength training is we are trying to get mechanical tension, which is the actual stretch that is put on the muscle fibers by heavy loads that it has to fight against to contract, and that increases the force output of those muscle fibers. And we're also challenging our central nervous system, our ability to tighten up, to tense up, to keep the positions so that we are stable enough to push our heaviest loads. So you have to use near maximal loads for lower reps if you're trying to strength train effectively. You also want to choose exercises that are going to recruit the most muscles possible to push that weight. And so that means that I'm not going to opt for like a pec deck or something on for chest because I'm not trying to isolate. The loads are going to be too low. I'm just using the pec. If I want a heavy, heavy bench press, I'm going to choose a bench press to practice that. And then I'm going to adopt a position when I press where I actually can use the most amount of muscles to help out. So in our gym, we show them the difference. If we do a bench press for muscle growth, we actually tell them, let's let the elbows flare out, okay? Let's let the elbows point out to the side a little bit more because we know we're going to isolate the pec better. But if we are strength training for maximal weight, then we're going to actually bring the elbows in. We're going to engage the back muscles a little bit more, the lats, to keep it stable. We're going to bring it in so that the tricep can help press the weight. And then we're using multiple muscle groups to push the heaviest weight possible, even to just be able to handle putting a heavy weight in our hands so we get that mechanical tension, that stretch on those muscles. And so you want to use what we call big compound exercises, which is why the power lifters tend to do more things that are, you know, barbell squats and barbell deadlifts and barbell bench press. And they don't vary from those big movements very much because anything that's isolating or that's small muscle groups just doesn't contribute heavily to them getting massively stronger. And the third thing is, this is the same thing as I mentioned with muscle growth, but in a different sense, high performance is very, very important. And that means for strength training, super long rest times. It takes your central nervous system a long time to rest if you're trying to get maximally strong. And so what you'll see for strength training athletes is they might do something like an 8x3 as a maximal strength type of workout. And they're going to take anywhere from 3 might even be too low, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in between sets, especially if they're super strong and they're using heavy, heavy weights. That might take you an hour just to do a squat workout where you're going to do 8 sets of 3 with maximal loads, making sure that you're lifting the heaviest weight possible, taking enough rest time so you can come back and lift the heaviest weight possible again. It's always high performance, rest enough to repeat that high performance as many times as possible. So that's what you're going to do for strength training. So those two things are very different, right? If I'm training for aesthetics, I want to make sure that I'm looking at my body, I'm seeing which muscles I want to grow, I'm picking those and prioritizing them in my training. I'm using isolation exercises to get a massive amount of fatigue into those muscles. I'm using a little bit higher rep ranges. I'm using a little bit lower rest time, and I want to focus on a burning feeling. If I'm strength training, I don't really care if it burns. I care about, am I challenging my body to strain against the heaviest weight possible without getting hurt, using lower rep ranges, using much longer rest times, and focusing on doing exercises where I recruit the most muscle mass possible. Hopefully this is helpful for you, especially if you're somebody who has been going in and you've just been prioritizing your squat and your deadlift and your bench press, but you're looking for more of that bodybuilder beach bod look, then you need to adjust your training a little bit. I've done both of these over time and they work, right? When I just focus on bench press, squat, and deadlift, I just get massively stronger, especially on those lifts, but just generally my core gets stronger. Everything just feels like I can tense up harder, like I just like could run through a brick wall. But when I'm on those programs, like the pretty muscles aren't necessarily popping like they used to. But when I do bodybuilding programs and I'm focused on the little things, I'm doing my bicep curls, I'm doing my shoulder raises, I'm doing single leg glute bridges or whatever I need to get, you know, my butt fired up. Like those things make you look more profound. They define the difference between the muscle groups. And, you know, if you're looking for aesthetics, that's really what you're looking for. And so adjust your training based on that advice. And please let me know if it worked for you, because it worked for me and it works for our members. And so I'm betting it's going to work for you too. If you want more information just generally about fitness and nutrition, find the rest of our stuff, guys. We're going in depth on all these topics. You can find us on Instagram at Strength101. You can find us on YouTube at Strength101. And you can find us on TikTok at Strength101 Podcast. And please DM me. Let me know if any of this is interesting. And if you have suggestions for what else we should talk about, I'm always talking anyway, so I might as well talk about something that's interesting to you. DM me. Let me know what you want to hear. That's Strength101. Peace out.